Chapter 7, Ropes and Knots. Welcome. Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Differentiate between life safety rope and utility rope. Describe the various materials and methods used to construct rope. Describe the procedures for inspecting, cleaning, and maintaining ropes. Describe how webbing is used, inspected, maintained, and stored. Identify types of knots. Describe the procedure for hoisting various tools and equipment. Explain how ropes and knots are used during rescues and at other emergencies. Skill Sheet 7-1, Inspect, Clean, and Store Rope. Skill Sheet 7-2, Tie an Overhand Knot. Skill Sheet 7-3, Tie a Clove Hitch. Skill Sheet 7-4, Tie a Clove Hitch around an object. Skill Sheet 7-5, Tie a Figure 8 Knot. Skill Sheet 7-6, Tie a Figure 8 on a bite. Skill Sheet 7-7, Tie a Figure 8 Follow Through. Skill Sheet 7-8, Tie a Water Knot. Skill Sheet 7-9, Hoist an Axe. Skill Sheet 7-10, Hoist a Pike Pole. Skill Sheet 7-11, Hoist a Roof Ladder. Skill Sheet 7-12, Hoist a Dry Hose Line. Skill Sheet 7-13, Hoist a Power Saw. Ropes and webbing are used to perform many fire service tasks. This chapter provides basic knowledge about the proper use, selection, care, and maintenance of ropes and webbing and shows you how to tie a variety of knots. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Differentiate between life safety rope and utility rope. Describe the various materials and methods used to construct rope. Describe the procedures for inspecting, cleaning, and maintaining ropes. Describe how webbing is used, inspected, maintained, and stored. Rope and webbing. Rope is one of the oldest and most common tools used by firefighters. You will be trained to use rope in a variety of applications, including rescues, hoisting tools, securing unstable objects, cordoning off areas, gaining access to areas above and below ground level. You must know the different types of ropes, what they are made from, and how they are constructed. You must also know how to inspect, clean, store, and maintain them, and keep accurate records of their use. Life safety rope. Life safety rope is designed to be used only for rescue and other emergency operations. It is also used to raise, lower, or support firefighters during training. Life safety rope should not be used for other utility purposes. NFPA 1983, Standard on Life Safety Rope and Equipment for Emergency Services. This standard specifies that only rope of block creel construction using continuous filament virgin fiber for load-bearing elements is suitable for life safety applications, Figure 7.1. Rope made of any other material or construction must not be used to support firefighters or victims. It requires manufacturers to provide information regarding proper use, inspection and maintenance procedures and criteria for retiring life safety rope from service. Ropes should pass field inspections in accordance with manufacturer and AHJ requirements. To be reused in life safety situations, ropes meet the following criteria. No exposure to heat or direct flame. No exposure to any impact load. No exposure to the liquids, solids, gases, mists, or vapors of any chemical or other material that can deteriorate rope. Impact loading. Impact loading cannot be detected by the manufacturer's recommended regularly scheduled inspections. Start and keep a rope log throughout the rope's working life. Maintaining accurate rope logs ensures that life safety ropes remain a reliable source of protection for rescuers and victims. New life safety rope. When life safety rope is purchased, it must be permanently identified. Many departments have personnel mark the ends of new ropes with the unit number and the date that the rope was placed in service. Marking the ends of new ropes can be done with a printed label sealed to the rope ends with a liquid compound made for this purpose. Removing life safety rope from service. Remove a life safety rope from service if it has been subjected to an impact load, fails inspection, has been used only as utility rope, or is marked for destruction. Refer to your jurisdictional policy regarding the reclassification of life safety rope as utility rope. You must alter the rope in some way so that it cannot be mistaken for a life safety rope and unintentionally used again for that purpose. You can discard the rope altogether, or you can remove the manufacturer's label, cut the rope into shorter lengths, and clearly mark it as utility rope. Life safety rope that has been converted to utility rope is referred to as downgraded. Utility rope. Utility rope can be used to hoist equipment, secure unstable objects, or cordon off an area, Figure 7.2. Although the rope industry has standards addressing the properties, care, and use of utility rope, NFPA does not have standards addressing utility rope. Downgraded life safety rope may be used as utility rope if it is still in good condition. Inspect utility rope regularly to see if it is damaged. Rope materials. Fire service rope can be constructed from synthetic or natural fibers. Synthetic fibers are used to construct both life safety and utility ropes, while natural fibers are only permitted for utility ropes. The main difference between synthetic and natural fiber ropes is the material used for construction, which affects the use and longevity of each type of rope. Synthetic ropes are replacing natural ropes as utility ropes because natural fiber rope loses its strength when it gets wet and rots rapidly. Synthetic fiber rope. Synthetic fibers include polypropylene, nylon, Kevlar, polyester, polysteel, Spectra. Synthetic fiber rope disadvantages. Melt when exposed to heat. Synthetic fiber rope advantages. Excellent resistance to water, mildew, mold, rotting, and shrinkage. Longer lifespan than natural fiber rope. Lightweight yet very strong. Easy to maintain. Natural fiber rope. Most natural fiber rope is made from plant fibers such as manila, sisal, hemp, cotton. Natural fiber ropes should not be used for life safety applications. Natural fiber rope disadvantages. Prone to mildew and mold, deteriorates when exposed to chemicals. Burns when in contact with embers or open flame. Natural fiber rope advantages. More resistant to sunlight than synthetic rope. Chars rather than melts, fails, when exposed to heat.